Lorena, Irene, 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 my Lorena, Irene, Irene, oh, my Lorena, Irene, 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 my Lorena. Irene, let our kingdom tremble. Oh, Luan Chopa, Kaye Kome Titi. Oh, Chopa, keep Ani ani Jesu joba o joba lori agbaye oba ye raye ni o joba o ni oba oh yes we are famine o we are famine proclaiming oh yes sing with all your spirit
o joba kaye wa
kataka la kataka yaka ekeli propoko sopa yaka. The enemy will not be happy as you declare that Jesus is reigning. He is reigning not only in my life, he is reigning over the heavens, he is reigning over the universe, he is reigning over every situation, he is reigning over all universe, all that heaven and the earth. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, in heaven, I tremble. I say, my Lord, in let me tremble.
Irene, let me
oh, my Lord, in let me tremble.
Irene, let me tremble.
Oh, my Lord, in let me tremble.
Irene, let me
I say, my Lord, in like to lift him up. He's a reigning king. He's a reigning king. He's a reigning king over all heavens. He's a reigning king. Every other king, they have kingdom. Their tenure expired. Their tenure expired. The kingdom of the devil has expired. And every other thing has expired. Every other kingdom has tenure. Everything on earth has tenure. Every power has tenure. It is the kingdom of Jesus that has no tenure. He has no beginning. He has no end. He reigns, heaven and earth must tremble. His kingdom must reign. He reigns over the universe. He reigns over the heart. He reigns over every life. He reigns upon the heavens. He reigns upon the earth. He reigns upon the ground. He reigns over the sea. He is the Lord. He reigns upon the air. Rakatabaya. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Let every living creature declare his living, declare his rulership, declare that he reigns. He reigns. He reigns in Nigeria. He reigns in the universe. He reigns in the universe. He reigns over all kingdoms. He reigns. He reigns. I say he reigns. Ye makata yaba. Let all things, let all situations know the rulership of Jesus. Let every kingdom know that Jesus reigns. Yes, every other thing must expire. Everything must expire. Coronavirus must expire. Kingdoms must expire. Prayer powers must expire. Principalities must expire. Pandemic, everything. Pandemic must expire. Everything must expire. Jesus is the only one that cannot expire. He's the one. He's raised. He raised. He raised. He raised. He raised. He raised. Rakatabayaba. Baba Koriaba, Shekara Baba, Zekaya Katagaya, Zekaya Katagaya, Yekaya Katagaya, Miria Barababara, Zakaya Katagaya Kata, Yakara Katagaya Kata, Rikaya Barababa, Mikra Katagaya Kata, Rikra Katagaya Kata, Rikra Katagaya Kata, Rikra Katagaya Kata, Rikra Katagaya Kata. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Quiet, 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 quiet. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Establish his kingdom. Establish his kingdom. Establish his kingdom. Establish his rulership, his kingdom, his kingdom. Declare it, declare it's reigning, it's reigning. Whatsoever, whether the devil likes it or not, whether the kingdom of darkness likes it or not, whether principalities, whether the forces of hell, whatsoever they like, where the kingdom of Jesus reign over them. Jesus, the kingdom of Jesus reign over them. Jesus, kingdom, reign over them. The kingdom, Jesus. Jesus' kingdom reigns over all. Jesus' kingdom rule over all. Jesus, his kingdom. The scripture says his kingdom rule over all. His kingdom rule over all. That is, he has the final say. He has the final say over your life. He has the final say over every situation. Yes, irrespective of what men are saying. Irrespective of all scientists. Irrespective of all. Irrespective of what people are saying. Irrespective of all. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Rakaboya. Makayakata. He reigns. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have worship. In Jesus' name, we have worship. In the name of Jesus, we have worship. Lord Jesus, you are enthroned in this gathering. Lord, over heavens, over the universe, over every life that is under the sound of this voice. Lord, you are enthroned over everyone that is hearing. You are enthroned. You are enthroned. We declare your lordship. We establish your kingdom. We say you reign. You reign. You reign, you reign over all, over all, over all. Your kingdom is over all. Your rulership is over all. Not only in heavens, oh Lord, over the earth, not only upon the earth, but even under the sea, you reign over all principalities, over all thrones, over all kingdoms, over all dragons, over all the powers of the devil. You reign. You reign. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, Father. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Turn with me. I want to welcome everyone of us again to the presence of the Lord. Those of us who are watching. Either from the YouTube, Instagram. Today is a blessed day. It's a day that the Lord of heaven has ordained. And I want to assure you that as you are here joining us by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your blessing for this day will not elude you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven. That's what the Lord has prepared for you. There's always a blessing for each day. There's always a blessing. And when a man misses the blessing, you know, I don't know, maybe grace, of course, because there's nothing the grace cannot do. Grace can bring it up later. But You know, the what we are experiencing in the world is what we know is the work of the enemy, is the work of the wicked. And the scripture says, all things work for good. It's going to work for our good in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we love the Lord and we are called according to his purpose. As you love the Lord and you are called according to his purpose, every situation around you is going to work for your own good in the name of Jesus Christ. It's going to work for your own good in the name of Jesus. We'd like to say it after me, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every situation around me, in the power of the Lord Jesus, you are turning it. You are turning it for my good. You are making good out of it, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, it's going to bring good things for me in the name of Jesus. Turn it to your own prayer. Pray, 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 pray before we begin. Pray, declare, declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak it, speak it, speak it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We are not of them that murmur. We are not of them that complain. Because we are sure of the power of the Lord that turned the situation around. We know that in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, the scripture says, it's a scripture, just a verse we're going to look into briefly, and we also, as we're going to pray, it's going to be a time of prayer, primarily prayer. But we're going to use the word of God to reinforce what we are going to say and what we are going to declare according to the scripture. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And the scripture says, from the days of John the Baptist, what happened? Until now, what happened? The kingdom of heaven suffered what? Suffered violence. It is not a new thing. Violence is not a new thing in the kingdom. There is no new thing. Violence will continue. The scripture says, right from the time of the days of the John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And what happened? And the violence, not the weak, not the armless, and it is the violence that we do what? Take it by what? By force. It is by force. The enemy. In other words, what the scripture is telling us, that the activities of the kingdom of darkness has been in operation. Not now. It has been long. It is not new. And men of the old, they prevailed. They conquered. Not by their own weakness, but by seeing that there is need for them to be strong and be violent so that they can possess the kingdom. We know all what is happening now, how the enemy has disblocked the diverse ways where people's verse is supposed to come. Where people should supposed to receive their help, close door for their salvation, block their ways. You know, many souls that will have been saved today or saved in other days that church are not permitted to worship. you know, and see how the kingdom of darkness will want to be enlarging itself. No! The kingdom of darkness must decrease. You know, all these are scheming from the pit of hell. They are strategies that are designed from the kingdom of darkness to enlarge the kingdom of darkness. Because he knew, or he knows, that if people come to the presence of the Lord, they will receive their liberty. They receive their salvation. They come to him. And see how many souls that will be perishing at this time. Imagine how many lives that the enemy will eliminate at this period. You can imagine how many lives that the enemy will destroy their destiny at this time. You can imagine how many lives that the enemy, you know, will frustrate their lives. Because when they are not able to come to the presence of the Lord, the enemy will give them one assignment or the other. Going into morality, going into drinking, and all manner of things. The scripture says, it is by violence you will take it by violence. You will take it by violence. You say, no, you cannot. I'm not going to permit you. As we want to pray now, we're going to rise on our feet in your wherever you are, whether in your bedroom, whether in your room, whether in your sitting room. I want you to please focus on the presence of the Lord this morning. The short time we have, the time is so short. So I want you to discard every form of distractions. Discard it. Even if children are disturbing you, stay declared, give them something. Ask them to pray. By the name of the Lord Jesus, the counsel of the enemy over our lives in this season, it shall never stand. The strategies of the wicked and the kingdom of darkness, the Lord will upturn it. And we upturn it to our favor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you like to rise with me, wherever you are, and say with me, Heavenly Father, will you open your mouth? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by your power, I come to you to receive strength. I come to you to receive strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, empower me against the violence of the enemy, against all manner of violence in the city, against every manner of steps the enemy is taking. Lord, I receive strength and power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, empower me. I will not be a victim of circumstance. I will not be a victim of from the pit of air. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, as the enemy is moving all about to swallow, to eat, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive strength in your mind. I receive power in the name of the Lord Jesus. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. Lord of heaven, empower me. Holy Spirit, empower me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, empower me. Rimashita yaba, rimasata yaba yaba. Likataria bako shekalia, Maria poria boshekede, Zekeli masoteria bakuria, Mesikataria baramakuria boshikata, Lima santalia bali proboko sopri kramakosa, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. It suffered violence. Jesus spoke it. It was declared by our Lord. You know, so you know that even when they are saying you should pray. If the kingdom of heaven can't go down, suffer violence. What will you say about yourself? That you will be keeping quiet. I pity you if you don't pray. Eh? You must understand. You must understand warfare. The kingdom of heaven even suffered it. So you are going to cry unto the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus that every area where the enemy has been making you to suffer violence, you get to declare. Every area you have been suffering violence, you've been suffering defeat, you've been suffering affliction, suffering disaster, suffering trouble in your life, you get to declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by violence I take my possession, by violence I take my blessing, by violence I take what belongs to me, by violence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and the violence shall take it. It will take it. Violence shall take it. It is not by gentility. It is not by quietness. It is not by keeping quiet that you will take what you are to the enemy. It is taken away in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the power of the Lord, you are taking it by force. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Do you know what? At this period, many destiny will be impounded by the devil. You know what impounding means? Impounding means cease, to cease. Like when security men, when army or soldier, when they seize a vehicle, they said they have impounded. In this period is very critical. You must not allow the devil to impound your destiny. I was coming from all the way from my house. I observed one thing, and I discovered the whole place was silent. The whole road was silent. All the churches around was closed. I said, this is a serious matter. So many destinies will be impounded. So many lives will be caged. So many purpose will be truncated. But you will cry unto the Lord. The Bible says, the Lord looks from heaven to behold the Son of Man. Psalm 33, verses 13 to 22. Before we begin, we are going to handle that aspect of the body of Christ later. It says, the Lord looks from heaven to behold. Psalm 33. I'm reading Psalm 33 now, 13 to 22. I'm reading fast because of my time. The Lord looks from heaven to behold the Son of Man. He consider all their works. God is looking from heaven. He's looking right now. He's looking unto you. He's looking unto you wherever you find yourself now. Are you unable to come to the church? Yeah. But God is looking unto you that you will arise. And the scripture says, and that's in Psalm 33, I don't know why our, He's looking. All the activity that are going on, he's seeing it. The eyes of the Lord are open unto everyone. And look at verse 15. He's considering all our works. He's considering your works. He's looking at your works. presently now. And their Bible says, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. Irrespective of the U.S., in U.S., they said nobody should go out. Nobody should go out. Nobody should do this. Nobody should do that. In spite of that, so many lives have died. We left what we're supposed to take hold. We left the kingdom. Yeah, people, yeah, I believe I'm a scientist. But the matter is, the Bible says, no king is saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. It is not by strength, not by power. The whole world is turning upside down against the kingdom of God. We are living the primary thing. Yes, it is good to observe some number of things, but not at the detriment of preventing, of blocking the way. Our friends, our brother, it's not our brother, but our friend on the other side. Early in the morning, they were shouting, I won't mention them, but you see them. But I look in all my environment. On Sunday, every time, you will see people will be praying, people will be singing songs. But today, everything was so quiet. But the Muslim were the only people who are making their prayer by 5:30. And say, ha! Uluwa, emogbawa. God, have mercy upon us. Today, you're going to declare that you are going to reaffirm your dependency on the power and strength of the Lord. You are going to affirm your dependency on the wisdom of God. You are going to reaffirm your dependency on the Spirit of grace. And you are going to reaffirm your dependency on the power of the living God. And say, Father, Lord, in you I empty myself. In you I will live. In you I will walk. In you I will dwell. In you I will walk. In you I will obey. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For no king is saved by the multitude of his boast. For no, a mighty man is not delivered by much strength. You are the Lord. The Bible says a horse is a vain. A horse is a vain thing for safety. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. That is what the word of God says. It is not the power of the horse. The horse does not have power to save. Yes, the horse has no power. Reaffirm your strength in the power of the Most High God. Reaffirm your strength and your power. Reaffirm your strength in the midst of all this chaos in the world. Reaffirm your strength in the Lord. Yes, reaffirm your strength in the Lord. Yes. Yes. Reaffirm your strength. Reaffirm your strength. And speak in the power of the Most High God and say by the name of the Lord Jesus, you are my God, you are my Father, in you I dwell. You are the strength of my soul. You are the strength of my spirit. You are the strength of my life. You are the strength of my body. You are the strength. My strength will never fail. It will not collapse. I will not suffer any violence because in you I dwell. Lord, Lord, my home, my family, everything in me belong to you. It does not belong to the kingdom of darkness. As I shall not suffer any violence, I shall not suffer the attack of the wicked, I shall not suffer any pandemic, I shall not suffer, I will not suffer disaster, I shall not suffer calamity, I shall not suffer any infirmity, I shall not suffer any disease in the name of the Lord Jesus. In you I live, in you I walk, in you I will take my being. Lord, you are the light that flows in me. You are the life that flows in my life. You are the life that flows in my soul. You are the life that flows in my spirit. Live in me, rule in me. You are in you I walk. I walk in the day. In you I live in the day. In you I abide in you. I dwell in you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The scripture says, In the same book of Psalm 33, the scriptures say something. It says, verse 18 and 19. Project it. It says, behold, what happened? Behold, the eye. Behold, the eye. Behold, the eye. Yeah, you people, it's all Yoruba, son. Only key and see. That is, you know, be attentive. Let your mind be on this thing. Key and see. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy. And so you will see that there are things that save. There are things that protect. Not all these matters that we are trying out, we are crying all over. Science has failed the world. And it will continue to fail the world. It does not provide solution. I'm a scientist. We thank God for the wisdom. It is mercy. He says, the law, the eyes of the law is upon them that fear him. And upon them that walk in his mercy, as you walk in the mercy of the Lord, I walk in the fear of the Lord. Your eye will be upon my life. Speak unto the Lord. Speak. Speak. He says, he will deliver your soul from death. The Lord will deliver your soul from death. He will deliver you from death because you fear the Lord. You fear the Lord. You fear the Lord. So therefore, there is no fear of anything. No fear of pandemic. No fear of evil. No fear. I only fear God. I do not fear pandemic. I do not fear disaster. I do not fear the trouble because I fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is upon me. He will save me. He said he will save me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will keep me alive. He will keep you alive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, he will deliver your soul from death. In the name of Jesus, he will deliver your soul from death. In the name of Jesus, he will deliver. Yes, you are walking this fear. You are living in his fear. You are abiding in his fear. You are dwelling in his fear. So he will deliver your soul. He will deliver your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And keep you alive. He will 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 keep us 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 alive. He will keep me alive. He will keep us alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Jump with me to Psalm 33 again. Psalm 33, verses 17 to 21. I'm going to read. There are many prayer points that I've slated, but the time is not permitted. I only have a few minutes more. So I can't cover any of those things. But we're going to read, and then I will give us one or two prayer points there. Psalm 34. The righteous, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. The Lord is hearing you. I said the Lord will hear you. Amen. The Lord is hearing you.
Amen.
God's ears are not dull to hear. God, who created ears, is here to hear your voice. The Bible says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them. From one trouble, deliver them from out of all what? All troubles. Every trouble the enemy bring on your way, the Lord shall deliver you. I say, oh, the Lord shall deliver you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord delivered them from all troubles. And the Lord is nigh unto them that are broken hearts and save such as of contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, But the Lord delivered them, delivered him out of them all. But strangely, that's where I want you to look at. It says, he keepeth all his bones. He keeps all his bones. None of them is broken. None of them is broken. None of your bones which shall be broken by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this season, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, at the power of the Most High God, preserve you, preserve your family, preserve your home, preserve your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your bones shall not be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will go to pray. We'd like to speak unto the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord shall deliver them from all of them. The Lord shall deliver them. For the righteous cry unto them, unto him, and the Lord heareth and deliver. The Lord heareth and deliver them from all their troubles, many of their affliction. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus, reaffirm, speak in the power of the Most High God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak by the name of the Lord Jesus, declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, none of us will our bones be broken, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Fine. Second to the final prayer. I'm going to combine two together. You will ask the Lord, Lord, open my eyes to every opportunity that you have for me in this season. Open my eyes, Lord, to assess all the opportunities. Opportunities to wait, opportunity to receive, opportunity to be empowered, opportunity to be strengthened, opportunity to grow in the way of the Lord. Opportunity, so many opportunities that the Lord has provided. Let it work for your good. Let this time work for your good. Let this time work for your good. In the name of Jesus, that you will come refined, you come empowered, you come refired, you come with great portion, great anointing, with great revelation, with great understanding of the way of the Lord. Let this opportunity, let this season be a season that the Almighty God will open more opportunities for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not waste the opportunity this season in the name of the Lord Jesus. This season will not be a wasted season for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It will not be counted as a wasted season in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, King of glory, it shall be a season that you will say, thank God, as I come out all the time, they say we should not go out. As I come out, by the name of the Lord Jesus, my strength has been doubled. The grace of God has doubled. The auction has doubled. My vision has been a vision. I have received fresh vision. I received fresh knowledge, fresh understanding, fresh wisdom, fresh direction. My vision has been redirected in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. As we begin to stand up now, you are not going to complain. I say you are not going to complain. But you are going to tap, you're going to declare, Father, I am not of the one that will complain this season. But I tap into your grace to see your plan, your purpose, to see your counsel, to see your will, to know more of you. Lord, I'm not of them that will complain. I refuse to complain. I will not complain of anything you concern in my life this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, I use this opportunity to tap into God's grace, to see God's plan, to see God's purpose for my life, to enter into the will of the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost. Rakataya Boriabos. Zendalia. Enlighten your vision. Let the Lord enlighten your vision this period. Let the Lord enlighten. Let the power of the Holy Ghost illuminate your vision. Let the power of the Holy Ghost direct your life. Let the power of the Holy Ghost help you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We're going to lift up the church before the Lord now. As we round up, we're going to declare, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we overtake, declare, Lord, we overtake the counsel of the enemy concerning the church of God. Every plan the enemy has orchestrated from the pit of hell, every program that the enemy has orchestrated to enlarge the kingdom of darkness, to enlarge hell, Lord, the body of Christ, we represent the body of Christ, we arise against the counsel from the pit of hell. We declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we close the gate of hell by the power of the Lord, because the word of God says the gate of hell will not prevail against the church of God. We decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we paralyze the plan of the enemy to disarm the church, to frustrate the church. We decree the church is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. We rise in the power of the Lord to overcome the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We rise in the power of the blood of Jesus to overcome the enemy. We condemn the plan of the enemy. We frustrate the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We frustrate the enemy. We condemn. We reject the counsel of the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree, let the counsel of the enemy be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let the church of God be created in the name of Jesus. Declare freedom for your church.
I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. You will do, you will do what no man can do. You will do what no man can do. As you are watching me and listening to me online all over the world, I want to sing that song with conviction. We have to look unto God to do unto us at this critical moment in the world today, to do that which no man can do, that which no scientist can do, that which no technologies can do, that which no pharmacist can do. We need God at this time to do for us what no man can. Can you sing that song with confidence?
Oh, I have no.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in confidence that you are the rod that never fails. We come unto this morning with confidence that our faith in you cannot be disappointed. Lord, this morning, we ask for your mercy over the nations of the world. This morning, we ask for your mercy over all the people of the world. This morning, we ask for your mercy over all the lands of the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may you sanctify the atmosphere and the air that blow from city to city, from nation to nation, from continent to continent, and wipe away coronavirus from the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, our God, as a church, we are prayed unto this morning. May you keep and protect every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you cover up with your feathers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask and we pray that as for us and our household, we shall not be part of the statistics. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. If you are watching us online, just clap for the Lord. As we bring this online service to a close, I want to exhort you or encourage you in closing with the word of God from the book of Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. And I want us to read from verse 20 to 21. Can you please project for me Proverbs chapter 19? Now listen to me. I just want to encourage with this word before I close this online service. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou may be wise in your latter end. Hear counsel. Receive instruction so that you not end up as a fool. In other words, every instruction that has been given by professionals, by the medicals, by the government, by those in authority, let us follow it so that we will not be a fool at the end of the day. But in addition to that, I want to read verse 21. Verse 21, that Proverbs chapter 19. It says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. What's the counsel of the Lord for your life? It is enshrined in the word of God. It is enshrined in the promise of God. Yes, do everything you need to do, but no, it's the counsel of God for your life that will stand. So do not begin to panic, don't be afraid. Don't live a low life at this time. Some people are living a very low life. Low life is a life that's only based on what they say, do's and don'ts, and instruction. That's just what we read in verse 20. Do that, not saying don't do that, but in addition to that, go beyond that. To hold on to the counsel of the Lord. The Bible says there are many devices in the heart of man. If you go on social media, there are so many people have become sudden experts. We have so many confusing experts on coronavirus. Some say do this, some don't do this. Some say do that, some don't do that. There are many devices. But at the end of the day, what happened? The counsel of the Lord will say, let me encourage this morning. Hold on unto the counsel of the Lord for your life. Don't get bothered by the statistics. Oh, it has. Last week I was talking to you. I said the number of infection was over 300,000. As of this morning, it has increased to over 600,000, true of us. Which means it has more than double. But no,
at the end of the day, the counsel of the Lord for your life, the counsel of God for my life, is the one that will stand in the mighty name of Jesus. And let me declare the counsel of the Lord for you this morning. Your destiny will not be cut short. Let me declare the counsel of the Lord for my life unto you this morning. My destiny will not be cut short in the mighty name of Jesus. So live with the confidence, the faith of the Lord and the word of the Lord. Hold on to it. Don't live a low life. At this time that people are fretting, people are afraid, people are hiding under their beds, in their wardrobe. Counsel of the Lord is the one that will stand and shall not be changed. And the Bible says the counsel of the Lord stand there forever. Praise the Lord. Let me read the pastoral charge for us if I share the grace this morning. The pastoral charge is titled His Promises. The Holy Book contains God's word, God's precious word, precious promises for His faithful and obedient children. These promises apply to every aspect of life and can be claimed at all times over any situation. God's promises are unfailing, unchanging, and absolutely real. He has promised us abundant provision. If you look at the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, answers to prayers, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, divine guidance and direction, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 11, protection and promotion, Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16, healing and health, Exodus 15, 26, and many more. However, it is important for you to know that God's promises are conditional. You must meet the laid down conditions before you can become a beneficiary. The truth is that you will miss out on God's promises if you are still a sinner. The promise of God are the exclusive right of His children. Therefore, to enjoy them, you must be a genuine child of God. Do you still take pleasure in the lust and affairs of this world? You must repent of your sins and renew your relationship with God. As you yield yourself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you will begin to see the fulfillment of His promises in your life. Are you a child of God, but it seems you are experiencing delay in any area of life? You must continue to trust God and hold on to Him, because His promises are real. Doubt, unbelief, and faithlessness will make you miss out on God's promises. Apostle James says that a doubter is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed to and fro. He further adds that such a person should not think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. If you look at this contained in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, Abraham is a copious Bible character who received the promise of God even at his old age. Unwavering faith and complete obedience play a signal role in the fulfillment of God's promises in the life of Abraham. Finally, there is no shortcut to the fulfillment of God's promises. All you need is to remove any form of obstacle debarring you from enjoying all that God has in store for you. Live a holy life. Believe all that God has promised. Claim those promises through prayer of faith, and patiently wait for His miraculous manifestation. It is well with you in Jesus' name.